This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of the emails I'm getting have to do with their access to a doctor, and they can't get in with their doctor for 3 months, 4 months. One will be able to see his primary care doctor in December and is concerned about what he should do in the meantime. And he's going to have to get a flu shot soon. Hey, if he's got high cholesterol, if he's got high blood pressure, he's going to have to get those things checked probably before December. And a report came out yesterday that was published in the medical journal JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association, talking about how death rates due to cardiometabolic disease or cardiovascular disease is actually on the rise. Now, we were doing good. We were doing really good. I've been talking about for years how we've been able to stave off heart disease in the average 40, 56-year-old person. And death, life expectancy started to go down in the recent years, but they blame that on the opioid crisis because, you know, 60, 70,000 people a year were dying from opioid-related deaths. Then that will shift the age of life expectancy, but we were still doing better. I mean, we have people living long lives. I mean, you know, Alex Trebek has, what, stage 4 pancreatic cancer? He's finished chemo. He's about to do another season. So, I mean, we've made great advancements, but in medicine, we did really well. And what really kills me about this study is they said heart disease went down from 1999 to 2010. Heart disease was going down. And then from 2010, it went up. And it especially went up in African Americans and other minorities. And so what happened between 1999 and 2010? And then what happened after 2010? Well, duh. All right. Okay. ACA. Sorry. I'm really ticked off. And I'll tell you why. It's my fault we have the ACA. It is mine and my colleagues' fault because I graduated medical school in the 90s, finished residency in the 2000s. So here I am. I'm finishing residency. And everybody's warning us that if somebody gets a heart attack on your watch, you're getting sued. And one lawsuit is going to put you out of business. And I'm like, well, I don't want anyone to die. And I want to help my patients. So I'm not going to miss one artery that's getting clogged. I'm not going to miss it. And, you know, thank God, you know, we had a really, really successful practice. And one of the reasons why is we had great medications. I was surrounded by fantastic cardiologists and specialists. And so if you had high blood pressure, if you had high cholesterol, if I thought you were pre-diabetic, and there's a lot of signs to pre-diabetes, high triglycerides, high cholesterol, obesity, you know, blood sugar creeping up, I was on it. Right? Whether I put you on a preventative dose or whether I put you on a diet, we were on it. And I would watch you very closely. So let's say you had high blood pressure. Let's say you came in and your blood pressure was 170 over 100. All right? I would start you on a medicine, and then I'd probably see you back in no later than a week. If at that week mark you were better, maybe you were down to 150 over 90, I go, okay, you know what? Now I'm going to see you in 2 weeks. Then if you were down to the 140s, right, maybe 138 is good. Now I'll see you in a month. If you're good, now I'll see you in 3 months, and then I'll see you every 3 to 6 months. So I was on it. Now, mind you, I was busy. I mean, I would see 5, 6 people an hour. I would stay late. I was open on the weekends, and I would just, you know, be on it. And even if you couldn't see me, I'd make sure you saw a PA, a nurse practitioner, or even the nurse come in for a free blood pressure check, but I need to know that that blood pressure is going down. Because if I see you once and tell you I'm not going to see you for 3 to 6 months, what if the medicine isn't working? What if the medicine is causing you to lose your potassium? African Americans are at higher risk of heart disease. And we also notice that African Americans will lose more potassium when they take a diuretic or water pill. So I think the two are related. So the last thing you want to do is put an African American on a hydrochlorothiazide or water pill tell them to come back in 3 months. Meanwhile, they're losing their potassium. And what if their blood pressure isn't in control? And if you live in Vegas and it's really hot and it's really dry, you know, how much do you really want to, you know, diurese somebody or make them lose fluid? So between 1999 and 2010, we were on it. And I credit that to being available for my patients and being able to have them follow up. Their copays weren't that bad. You know, $10 copay, $20 copay, et cetera, so they could come back each week or every 2 weeks or in a month, 3 months, et cetera. And we had people in tight control. After 2010, those are the exchange years, the Obamacare years. All right. Deductibles went up. I hardly went to the doctor. All right. I would go in for my yearly PAP. Now I'm like, oh, if I could wait 3 to 5 years, I think I'm going to wait for 3 to 5 years. Now, why? Because now I have a deductible, and it's not just about a copay. If I could just pay a $20 copay, that's fine. But if it's going to cost me $200-$300 to go to the doctor, no. So a lot of people are in that same bind now. Blood pressure isn't being managed the way I was trained. Blood sugar isn't being managed. Same thing. Your sugar's high. Let me see you in a week. Bring in your numbers. Then we'll see you in 2 weeks, 4 weeks, then 8 weeks. 3 months, etc. So we titrate you down in terms of visits when you're graduating and doing this on your own. Plus, there's a lot of training and education. We don't have that now. From 2010 on, people with high deductibles, less access to doctors, less availability of your medical provider or nurse practitioner or PA. So now you have high blood pressure. You don't get seen for a few months. You may run out of your medicine. A lot of people are running out of their medicines. They call the doctor. The big thing I'm hearing in Vegas is, well, my doctor left. My doctor left. Where are they leaving to? Well, doctors are fed up. They're out of here. They're done. They're burned out. They're done. So people aren't even getting their same doctor. So now they're going in and they're getting a medical provider who they never met, and they got to start from scratch. And, you know, there's a flow. I mean, when I'm on your blood pressure, I'm on your cholesterol, and I'm on, you know, there's a flow. And then the medications. If we're going to control your cholesterol and your triglycerides, that may take two medicines. If we're going to control your diabetes, it may take two medicines. Your blood pressure may take two or three medications. Well, again, if your copays are high, that's not realistic. So my guess, even though I don't believe that's the same conclusion the researchers came to in this JAMA article, is if from 2010 on, we're starting to have higher degrees of heart disease, I would really like to see somebody kind of, you know, say it like it is, right? People are going to the doctor less. People are trying to do things on their own. Or they're trying to save money. So, you know, that's on us. Okay, we screwed things up. Now we got to fix it. 1-877, Dr. Sally, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is interesting. There's an Oklahoma teacher who I believe came from Kansas, and she gained national attention after she had her students do an exercise that she called emotionally draining and a get-rid-of-baggage sort of exercise. Karen Lowe teaches English at Collinsville Middle School in Collinsville, Oklahoma. She's been teaching for 22 years. And she said August 22nd was one of the most impactful days she ever had. She did an exercise called the baggage activity with her students, asking them each to write down on paper what was bothering them, wad up the paper, and then throw it across the room. Students picked up each other's paper and shared with the class what was written. Lowe said sometimes the students reading the papers would cry. Other times the students who wrote the papers would cry too. I mean, oh my God, I'm almost crying over this. Oh my gosh, well, I don't really get all touchy-feely. Not very warm and fuzzy. She goes, I'm here to tell you, I have never been so moved to tears as what these kids opened up about and shared with the class. Things like suicide, parents in prison, drugs in their family, being left by their parents, death, cancer, losing pets. Now, one said their gerbil died because it was fat. So that one was cute. But still, it's interesting what these kids are dealing with. Lo said the kids will cry reading what the classmates wrote. Then she asked the student behind the note whether they wanted to be identified. Sometimes they would cry too. It was an emotionally draining day, but I firmly believe my kids will judge a little less, love a little more, and forgive a little faster. She said the bag hands on her door to remind students we all have baggage, we leave it at the door. As they left, I told them they're not alone, they're loved, and we have each other's back. That's absolutely fantastic. This is so fantastic. Okay, so here's the thing. Okay, I don't know what type of person I am, but any time I was in school and we had a choice of doing the surgery or the ER type stuff or the fixing with your hands and that, the physical complaints, I chose that over the mental health complaints. I didn't want to go into psychology. I didn't want to go into psychiatry. I'm like, look, you know, it's a fantastic medicine, but that's not what I'm into. I am so into the physical body, and let me take out that gallbladder. Let me deliver that baby. That's the type of doctor I wanted to be. But I ended up having a knack for the other, the whole mental health, psychological side. And then when I had my family practice, I didn't realize how much of my day had to deal with the psychology. And so one aspect of medicine I never thought I would even touch, I ended up doing every day for hours on end. And I even do on air. The psychological component of things, that's not a choice of being touchy-feely or liberal or whatever. It's actually very important. And if anybody is successful in marketing or in medicine or in teaching or whatever, politics, it's all about the psychology. So if there's a bunch of you, I hear something. So anyway, there's a lot to do with, there's a lot of, shall we say, psychology in a lot of certain aspects of industry. I'm sorry, I was getting some feedback on the microphone. So my suggestion to you all is, let's say you don't have an idea of what to go into, and you got an option to go to college and you don't know what sort of degree to get, I would say pick a psychology base. I think it's fantastic. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Rudy from Trenton, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hey, Rudy, how you doing, man?
I'm still breathing.
I like that. Still breathing. Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know if this is the right question. Do you know anything about pharmacation?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, shoot. What's going on?
Well, I've been pharmacation. I've been taught that
like insect crawling,
exactly,
that kind of stuff?
Exactly.
Okay. How long has that been going on for?
It's been going on for a couple of years now, but I've been ignoring it, but it seems to get more frequent now. And
okay.
I'm a diabetic, too.
You're diabetic? Okay. So a lot of times that's a part of the diabetic neuropathy. So formication with an M, people, it comes from the Latin word formica, which is ant. And so you feel like there's ants crawling or insects crawling, and it's really debilitating. They call it actually like a hallucination, but a tactile, where you feel something that's not there. And usually it's the nerves. So unfortunately, you're more at risk if you have diabetes or, you know, other sorts of issues. But here's the thing. Have you been tested for Lyme disease?
Hello?
Yeah. Have you been tested, Rudy, for Lyme disease?
No. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. No,
I would do that because sometimes that could cause it, and there's treatments for Lyme disease, so I would recommend that. Is it all over the body, or is it just certain parts?
No, just in my forehead.
The forehead?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you also been tested for varicella, like, shingles?
I had shingles. I had experienced shingles years ago.
And where was it? Where did your shingles hit?
On my legs.
Oh, that was in the legs. Okay, good. So I doubt it's that. All right. So there are some medications that they use. What have they put you on?
You mean for the shingle?
No, for the formication, for the ant feeling, the bug feeling.
I've been to no doctor. I've been ignoring it, and it's just been coming more frequently. So I said, let me let me call up and see if I can get some information. I know one doctor told me, didn't tell me, heard he was saying that, what's the name of this medication? I forget the name, because I'm having a memory problem. I forget the name of the medication, but I could probably check that out. But I was trying to look for something natural.
Of course, of course. Now, do you itch, or is it just a feeling that bothers you?
No, I don't itch. It's a feeling. I feel like it's crawling right, especially if I'm on my forehead. I know the feeling is it, but it's mostly on my forehead. Every now and then I might get it on my arm, but it's mostly on my forehead and my face.
Okay. So, you know, I mean, sometimes there's like topical things you could try, like Caladryl lotion over the counter. Some people might take some Zyrtec or antihistamines. The problem is, if it really is an issue in the nerves, there's not a lot I know natural that could calm the nerves. And the other thing, too, is you also need an official diagnosis. You know, so I don't want you trying to treat something yourself when we don't exactly know what's going on. But tell me something. How's your diabetes? How in control is it?
It's not control. My sugar is not control.
Because I got to tell you something. If you get your sugars in control, it may go away.
Yeah, I'm trying. And I have the, what frustrates me, I eat 95% of what I do, vegetables, because I don't eat meat and all that stuff, and I still can't get my sugar under control.
And yeah.
I get very depressing.
Well, you know,
I do exercise and things like that, but my sugar is just outrageous to the country. Because my sugar went anywhere from 250 to 350.
Okay, that's too high. So that's one of the reasons why the nerves may not be acting as healthy. So have you considered going to a doctor and going on medicine?
I've been taking blood pressure and blood sugar medication, but I'm trying to, because I'm listening to a program and they're trying to say, okay, this guy is saying do a lot of deep breathing and you can lower your blood pressure.
Deep breathing does help lower blood pressure, so does exercise, but sometimes it's not enough. You know, okay. I mean, you know, we have people do diet and exercise for diabetes. Like you said, you're exercising, you're eating good vegetables, but if you have the body genetics where it's not going to work and your body is trying to, you know, is your body cannot control the blood sugar, you need to help it out. And if the current medication you're on isn't working, you need to change it. Or you might need to add something to it. Maybe your insulin is low. But what I would rather do is, rather than you try to chase this feeling that you're having with the bugs and the insects, I would probably rather hit the root, because otherwise you're going to be adding more medications and more issues to yourself. And getting the diabetes in control is probably one of the biggest, easiest cures to do. And if you don't get the diabetes in control, then you're nervous for eye issues, kidney issues, you know.
Lying.
I'm sorry?
Lying.
Yeah, what'd you say?
Lying.
You are blind? Oh, poor thing. How bad?
Totally blind. Can't see how beautiful you are.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, I got to tell you, man, if you did think I was beautiful, I'd say you got to get your eyes checked. Well, listen, Rudy, keep me posted on this, but my advice is get that diabetes in control right away, okay?
All right. Shalom.
All right. You hang in there, man. Good luck. God bless you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, a lot of people will diagnose people that have this feeling of, you know, feeling like insects are there, etc., as, you know, more of a mental health issue. And people with Parkinson's and dementia may have that, but honestly, a lot of times it's something as simple as the nerves, you know, acting up because of high blood sugar, and so fixing the blood sugar could help that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department is deciding not to prosecute former FBI Director James Comey for retaining memos about interactions with the Trump White House and for disclosing one such memo to the media. The Department of Justice, though, does sharply criticize Comey for violating FBI and Justice Department policies on handling of information about sensitive law enforcement investigations. Louisiana Republican Congressman John Kennedy reacts to the news.
I believe for a long time, and this report confirms it, Mr. Comey is a meathead. He's a political hack. He hurt the FBI badly.
Kennedy was speaking there on Fox News. A state of emergency has been issued for Florida as Hurricane Dorian takes aim at the Sunshine State. Governor Ron DeSantis is urging people to have a week of supplies on hand, including food and water. The storm is expected to make landfall on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind a wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, making headlines, there's a homeowner in Ohio that thought two people were breaking in. And so he shot them. He shot them dead in his garage. Then he called 911, and it occurred about 9:30 p.m. in Dayton, Ohio. As you know, Dayton is on edge with the last shooting. And he was a homeowner. And apparently, they were two 17-year-old boys. They were, quote-unquote, trespassing, but near his garage. Now, the homeowner has not been named, but he is being questioned. And he told police that on Wednesday at 9:30, he shot the two boys in his garage. And then he called 911. The boys have been identified as Devin Henderson and Javier Harrison. It remains unclear if they were trying to break into the property or what they were there for. Now, a car has been towed by the house. Again, unclear if it was owned by the boys as well. and they appear to be African American. And so there's now a lot of discussion on people protecting their homes and doing it using force, deadly force. Where are we going to go from there? Now, we'll give you guys updates on this. But when somebody broke into my house, now again, he was clearly in my house. It was at 2 in the morning. I was working on podcasts because I had been doing my show at 11 o'clock at night back then, and I had a studio. It was a different house than we live in now. I felt somebody was there, and then all of a sudden the alarm went off. So I went and grabbed the gun, cocked it, stood in front of my kids' rooms. My husband was, like, asleep. I didn't have time to wake him up. I just, you know, stood there with the gun. I yelled at him to get the blank out, and I saw him leave. It was really dark, so I couldn't see the color of his hair or whatever. I felt he was about 6 feet tall, but I felt that before I even saw him, you know. But he left. We called the police, and police ended up, apparently he robbed somebody else in the neighborhood, and they ended up finding him, and he was about 6 feet tall, believe it or not. Luckily, I didn't have to shoot, but he was in the house, and I stood in front of my kids' rooms, and I would have shot if I thought my kids were in danger or if I was in danger or my husband. Dog was asleep. I don't understand. The dog was useless. But, you know, I don't know. They sleep really, really heavy. But I'm of the mind that if somebody is in my house, in the house, you don't belong there. And you better get out. I'll tell you to get out. But if I think I'm at risk or if I think you have a weapon, my family comes first. I'm going to protect my family. Get out. And I'm going to get all mama bear. Because that's my job. That's what I'm supposed to do. Now, what about somebody going into the garage? Now that gets a little tricky. I don't know if the garage door was open, if he could see that there were two of them. Did he shoot through the garage? I don't know. There were two people on his property, and he shot them. Did he have a right to do that? Or is this going to be very similar to a Trayvon Martin, where he shot two, you know, kids that he didn't have to shoot? I don't know. So, we live in a society now where people don't think there's repercussions in terms of, you know, if you enter a person's property, you know, like, you know, trick-or-treating, things like that. I mean, you know, you think you're going to be safe. You know, we live in a society now where, like, if I'm walking my dog and the dog decides to go up on another person's lawn, now I will yell at the dog, but, you know, I live in a neighborhood where dogs pee in each other's lawns. If they poo, you need to pick it up. The dogs pee at each other's lawns, and it's okay, because it's fertilizer, no big deal. But we are on their property. I mean, I'm on people's driveways all the time. Now, true, it's daytime, it's not nighttime. But, we're here. I mean, as long as they're not going into your space. But are you right to shoot at somebody who is going into your space? And then how long do you wait? You know, people would love to make parameters. Well, if somebody is actually in, and there are parameters. When you get your CCW, there are protocols on when you could shoot. If a person is leaving, like when that guy was leaving my house, I knew not to shoot. Because if you shoot somebody in the back, now you're in trouble. Because it looked like they were leaving, and then you just shot them for funsies. But if somebody's coming at you, then, yeah, that you could prove they were coming at you. So if somebody's back is to you, you're not supposed to shoot them. The only problem that stinks is if they're getting their gun and they're about to turn and shoot you, then, you know. So you can't really make all these parameters and all these, you know, this whole checklist because, you know, you need to think quickly. And if, you know, my husband always gets mad at me because, you know, I'm in these classes and I'm like, well, I'm going to aim for a non-life-threatening part. You know, because I'm a doctor, I really don't want to kill anybody, but I want to shoot them too. And he's like, oh, hell no. Okay, if you're going to shoot, you shoot. You don't sit there and stop and try to figure out which artery you're going to miss. Okay, now I'm a good shot, so I feel like I can do that. And so, you know, between you and me, yeah, I am going to, you know, I am going to try to avoid a vital organ. I'm going to try to avoid the liver. I'm going to try to avoid the pancreas. I'm going to try to avoid certain things, right? You know, but, I mean, if someone's coming at me, I'm going to shoot. That's just, someone's coming after my kids, oh, you're dead. You do not touch my babies. No. I have chocolate cake on the kitchen counter? Oh, hell no. Hell no. You don't touch my chocolate cake. So, if we did, let's say, educate everybody that if you go into somebody's house, you're getting shot. You know, just like in the older days, if you, you know, didn't listen to a police officer, you could accidentally get shot. And when I grew up, I just knew if they said to freeze, you freeze. Because if you don't freeze and you make a movement, you could get shot. It was just something that would just common knowledge. And I think things kind of got a little lax where when an officer says freeze, people move. Why are you moving? Now, I understand there's nerves. I understand some people have mental illness. Some people could be high. But it's always been a well-known fact. If somebody says to freeze or I'll shoot and you move, you're going to get shot. Or if you enter somebody's house or are on somebody's property, they say to leave, you don't leave. Or they have a gun, you leave. You don't go onto somebody's property. If you're going to enter somebody's house, they're going to shoot you. You know, I don't know if you guys just saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It kind of parodied the Sharon Tate murder. And, you know, the Charles Manson's gang entered their house. I think it was three of them. Not in the movie, but in history. And they brutally murdered these people with knives. And so, you know, for those of us that just saw that movie, we're like, if somebody's in your house, they're going to want to kill you. Kill them before they kill you. Now, I don't understand what people are doing. Now, you know, people steal. People rob. My neighborhood just had some, you know, robberies. And, you know, people, for some reason, have the guts or the gumption to think they could do it. I've been robbed, you know, multiple times in various places where I lived. Some places were areas where, you know, they were the best area and, you know, no security. And then other areas had security and still you got robbed. So, you know, getting robbed happens. The only thing is now you have no idea if someone's going to kill you. My grandfather was robbed. He was robbed at gunpoint. Luckily, that was a time, it was in the 60s where whoever robbed you would let you live. Now, no, you're a witness. You'll get shot. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen in this case. It's a shame that we have two 17-year-olds who are dead. I don't know what the hell they were doing on the property. I don't know what their intention was. And it would really also be a shame if they were just there to, like, steal something and they ended up losing their lives. But I think we need to probably have a whole country conversation that, you know, a bunch of us have guns. And if you're going to be on our property, you are at risk of getting shot. Now, I don't know what the hell happened to the George Zimmerman case. And I don't think a lot of us do. But, you know, your home is sacred. And, you know, you do have a right to protect it, unfortunately. 1-877-DOC-LA.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. All right, so ambulance, call an ambulance, and you want the ambulance to come and grab you, and you want the ambulance to come fast. Well, apparently in England, they're telling the ambulance trust to maybe not always rely on your GPS. Because they think that could be actually delaying the ambulance from getting to you. They say staff should use local knowledge where possible when it comes to getting to a patient that needs to be taken to the hospital. Now, this comes after a study there in England found 77 incidents caused by mishaps involving their sat-navs or GPS last year, like Google Maps, stuff like that. Of those, two were seriously investigated because the patient could have been gravely affected. Now, luckily, no harm was caused. But apparently, you know, ambulances are used millions and millions of times a day, you know, throughout the world. And timing is essential for them to get to you. If you have a stroke, if you have bleeding, if you have a heart attack. And so if they're accidentally getting slowed down because we're relying too much on technology, that's bad. Now, one thing that I don't understand, and maybe you tech people can tell me, is I will put a location in, even if I know gosh darn well where it is. But I do it because I don't know how the traffic looks. And it will, to 99.999% certainty, have the minutes to my location exact. And I really land, or I get to where I need to be in those, you know, in that exact time frame. Now, I don't know, and, you know, I'm like, don't they know that I know how to swerve in and out of traffic? Or I'll go into the exit lane, and I'll drive down the exit lane, and then I'll sneak back onto the freeway. And so every time there's an exit lane, I'll take that and then sneak back onto the freeway. Don't they know that I do that? Still, it doesn't matter. I get there out the time that says I'm going to get there at the time. Now, yeah, maybe it recalculates the time. But it's not that I need to find where a place is, because I really can't stand using that. I know where it is. Leave me alone. I don't want to sit there and look at my phone. But I love how if there's any traffic issues, it tells you how to reroute. And it's fantastic. It's one of the best things ever. So where I'm a little confused, which is kind of why this is news, is when are these things wrong? Mine has never been wrong. Now, if I take a step back, yes, I have found sometimes it'll make me make a left turn and go all the way around when all I really have to do is just make one quick, you know, turn a few hundred feet before that turn and make it into the shopping center. So I think sometimes they don't know the shopping center, you know, in, I guess, entrances or things like that. But in terms of streets, they should have that down. So there might be U-turn avoidance settings. That might be a possibility. You guys might want to check that. If you have a setting on your Google Maps or whatever that has a U-turn avoidance, I got to check if I have that. That may be what's causing you to have a different route. Because you might have to go somewhere, make a U-turn, and then flip around. Or maybe there's like one of those roundabouts. But this is an example. And the reason why this is news is we rely a lot on tech. And our ambulance drivers are now relying on tech, sat navs, etc. And so the difference of you living or dying could be a 30-second delay because of tech or the lack of tech. Now, the majority of us would say we use the tech. Fine. I'd rather you do that and, you know, get to us. But if we're having studies saying it might actually be hurting, now we're like, okay, well. So, you know, what I would do is if you have an easy way to get to your house or you know that there's construction somewhere, et cetera, and you call 911, you know, unfortunately, you never know where the ambulance is coming from because they're not always from a hub. Sometimes the ambulance could be out and around having a sandwich or whatever. But, you know, if there are any clues that you need to share, you know, you want to let them know. Plus, let's say you're in an apartment building. You know, if you're able to move the patient downstairs, don't always move the patient. But if the patient can be downstairs, take them downstairs, as long as it's safe. You know, if you have anything that's going to interfere with a gurney that has to come and get you, you know, again, try to be, you know, try to think ahead with that. And a lot of times the 911 operators tell you what to do. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, also across the pond, because I really watch what happens in England a lot, apparently they 600 GPs or 600 doctors left last year. And the government is trying to stop this downward spiral of doctors leaving. I'm seeing it in my neck of the woods here, too. I'm sure a lot of you guys have seen it in your state. I'm seeing it a lot in Nevada. I'm not seeing it so much in Mississippi and Alabama. But then again, I haven't talked to patients as long. I'm licensed in Alabama, Mississippi, Colorado, Iowa, and Nevada. And in Nevada, I keep hearing, nope, doctors left. My doctor left. My doctor left. Now, maybe it's the same two or three doctors. Could be that, too. But I'll ask the name, and it's a different name each time. And we talked about this when we first started the show, where a lot of numbers might be now going the other way in terms of survival and in terms of us being successful at treating you because you're lacking access to your doctor. You know, I'll tell you, you know, if I see you on telemedicine or I'll tell you on air, okay, you need to go see your doctor in the next week. And they're like, what are you talking about? There's a four-month wait. Now, what stinks about that is the argument we have to not do Medicare for All or public option or whatever is the wait times would expand. Well, it looks like the wait times are already expanding. And patients are freaking out. Now, I don't understand how we have a lack of doctors or medical providers because nurse practitioner, PA schools, and medical schools are churning out doctors all the time. I mean, we have thousands of new doctors being released out there every year. So are we really quitting and retiring faster than we're making new doctors? We could be. You know, one thing that might be an issue is, I mean, the population has grown, you know, and medical schools have grown, but maybe we just haven't built enough medical schools that quickly. You know, we now have telemedicine, and telemedicine has taken a lot of the load, a lot of the burden off a lot of doctors who, you know, get really, you know, stockpiled and, you know, overextended. But it's not enough. And so, you know, where do we go? Now, some people have suggested shorter medical school. We'll get more people to go to medical school if it's shorter. No. Okay, you need to know that if you have a doctor, they're a doctor. You need to know that that doctor was on it. I mean, has, you know, had the hours upon hours and the hours and hours and hours and years of training. Okay? We cannot, you know, we cannot compromise on that. Maybe we need to build more medical schools. One of my friends is building a new medical school in Utah, and it sounds like it's going to be phenomenal. But again, if it's going to take 100 students or 160 students or, you know, however many a year, you know, that's not a lot. So then do we have to look at how do we keep doctors still practicing? Well, I've been urging doctors that are about to retire, you know, can you just go down to part-time? Do you really want to retire? Don't you want to make some money? The problem with going down part-time is if you still have all the expenses, it's not worth it. And the other problem is there's other ways to make money. The less doctors make, the less incentive there is for doctors to, you know, want to be there. So you as a patient, you're going to kind of be in trouble if you're not already. And what I'm seeing is now blood pressure is being treated half-assed, diabetes is being treated half-assed, cholesterol is being treated half-assed, not because of the doctor's qualifications or the nurse practitioner or the PA's qualifications. It's because you can't follow up. And by the time you follow up, you're out of your medicines. So now your numbers are high again. So then we put you back on the medicine, you come back, your numbers are high. So your numbers are always high, and we never get to see if the medicine works. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.